on the bottom of Membezron base. The Blazer Omer Hat Tachshit Einoshim. Versus Tachshit Einoshim Sol Kedaitach. Tachshit Einoshim are not anything to do with Chometz. Rashi Tachshit Einoshim Hu Kechal, Hu Shrak, Hu Besomim, Shetolos Bitzavarei Elohariach, Hu Mai Chometzika. Eima, Ela Eima Af Kipul Einoshim. It's, again, depilatories. And Tosfos points out that Lechora, we already had Tipule Noshim. That was, what's it called? Tipulan, right? Tipulan shall bnos ashirin, right? Perudu, what's it called? Kolan shall sofrin, that they leave for the aniyim, to take off the hair. So Tosfos points out that the one is for facial hair, and the other one is for pubic hair. The Amar of Yehuda Marab, Nos Yisrael Shigil Lepirkan, the Lo Higil Lashanim, right? Girls that mature earlier than their years, so it's not nice to have hair, Rashi. Sheishlim Saros Kilo Gil Lepirkan, they have sar as if they were older. The Hain Lo Higil Lechlal Shonim, Uboshas Alkach, and it is embarrassing. So they take off the hair. And again, it's talking about pubic hair. So Binosaniyim Toplusosom Besid. So poor girls, they use lime. Binosashirim Toplusosom Besolas. And rich girls, they use fine flour. So it's Chometz. Binos Nalachim B'Shemen Hamor. And king's daughters, they use Shemen Hamor. Shenemar Shisha Chodoshim B'Shemen Hamor. They soak the women that came to Achashverosh for 6 months. They gave them treatments with Shemen Hamor. My Shemen Hamor, Rav Huna Bar Yirmiya Omar Sateches. Not clear what Rashi says, go as Spanish. Not exactly clear what Sateches is, but it's a kind of what's it called, fine oil. Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba Omar Shemen Zayis Lohebi Shlish. It's Shemen Zayis that the olives didn't grow a third. They take the oil and make it into a thing for taking off hair. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afiknin Shemen Zayis Lo Bishlish. Afiknin, which is not kosher to use for menachos, is Shemen Zayis that hasn't grown a third. Alam Asachin also it Meisha Meisher Asaseyar. Why do you rub and use this for an ointment? Because it takes off hair, u'ma'adnis habasar, it makes the skin soft. Rashi, ashiros toflos osam besolis, u'meshiros haser, and this kind of dough takes off the hair. Afikinon b'menachos tan, afakinon lo yodi. Right, you can't bring menachos using oil that's afakinon. Rabbi Huda Afakinon who Shemen Zayis that hasn't grown a third. Sateches lo isparish. Ma'adnes habasar, it softens the skin. Zehaklal kol shumi min dagan. The klal is that anything that has one of the five kinds of grain mixed in could become chametz. Tanyom Rav Yeshua v'chem yachar sheshaninu kol shumin dagan hariza over b'pesach lama manuch hachomnes eilu. Once we know that anything that has grain in it is asur, so why do we have to mention which specific things? This is not an exhaustive list of everything that's chometz. Today she have roger b'henu v'shmoseyim. In order that you should know that these specific things, taka usually have chometz in them. Kihada Hubar Marova Ikla Lebavel. There was a guy from Eretz Yisrael went to Bavel, have a bistro bahadeh, and he was eating meat. Amalahu Krivili Matrilta. So he said, give me the dip. He wanted to dip his meat in the dip. Shama Tikamri Krivili Kutach. So they said, pass the Kutach. So he knew from this Mishnah what the ingredients of Kutach were. And usually there's milk in Kutach. Given the Shama Kutach Pirish. So the Mishnah is telling me the normal ingredients of these things that you'll know the Gabi Pesach and you'll know the Gabi Basar B'Cholav also. Rashi, It's good to know what the normal ingredients are. You should know that there's problems of kashrus or problems of chametz on Pesach. The Mishnah tells me what kutach has in it, so you'll know that it has milk. The yeshom chametz in Pesach, and you should know also that it's something they usually put chametz in. Matchil toshum lift on the lapis borsa pas. It passed me the dip. Even the shama shekaru shmo kutach pirish shebaki hoy the other yeshom chalav. Through the Mishnah, he knew what the normal ingredients in kutach were, that usually it has milk in it. Hari Evo Bazara, Man Tana de Chomitz Dog and Gomer, Ayu de Taruvos, the Nuksha Be'enei Belav. Which Tana holds? The Tana of our Mishnah, who is it? Where do we find a Tana that we know who says both of these things? The Chomitz Dog and Gomer, Ayu de Taruvos, you put real Chomitz, but you mix it with other things, and it gets lost in the mixture. In other words, you can't see it in the mixture anymore. It gets dissolved in the mixture, but that's only a lav. And nuksha be'enei, like we said, chametz nuksha, which is chametz that's not completed, or chametz that's not completely edible, is also only a lav. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Meir. So Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, that tan is Rav Meir. The Tanya, Siur Yisoret, the Nosno Lekalbo, the Ha'ochlo Biarboi. Seer, we'll see in 1 second, is chametz nuksha. Right, so seer has to be burnt, and you could give it to your dog, and ha'ochlo b'arboin. If somebody eats, you get malchus. So what is this ha'guf akasha? Right, amra seer yisarif, amra asr bano. You have to burn it, it's mashma that you can't do anything with it. It's mamish asr completely, it's asr bano. Therefore it has to be burnt. It's chametz gomer. B'hadr ton, even osna v'kalbo. And then it says you're allowed to feed it to your dog. Manashach, is it mutter b'ano or asr b'ano? I'm a mutter b'ano. Where's the Sachikomer? Seer Yisarev to Rab Meir or Rab Meir? To Rab Yehuda or Rab Yehuda? Seer is when it becomes chametz, real chametz. So Rab Meir has his shear of what's considered real chametz, and Rab Yehuda has his shear. The notion of the Kalbo to Rab Meir or Rab Yehuda. Rav Meir shear, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not what's called chametz at all. It's matzah. There's two stages of when something becomes chametz. You see, Rashi explains it. Man Tana the Masnisan, the Isle chametz dog and gomer, shenisar b'min acher, the eno be'en shenimuach, chametz that dissolved together with other things, ra'inam he chametz noksha, ra the Isle be'enei, chametz that's not either complete chametz, didn't yet ferment completely, or it's not completely edible, muzar nalchilas b'lav, it's only a lav. You don't get chorus for that, it's only a lav. The tani masnisan, kutach habavli, the sheikhar hamadi, chametz dog and gomer, elish nesarev davaracher. All these things, they put real chametz in, but it's dissolved together with other things. The tachshit einashim be'enehu, avonokshahu. And tachshut einashim, the chametz is not mixed with other things or dissolved. You can see it; it's like a paste, it's like dough, but it's not fully edible. Te'en oroi lachila, uktani bazara, and it's only alav. The overalei and balav, not kares, only alav. Siur shalom is chametz kol tzarcha. Siur is basically chametz nuksha. It's chametz that didn't become chametz completely. Siur pligim lasnisan. There's a mishnah where Rav Meir and Yehuda argue what seer is. Rav Meir kori seer es shechsif upanav. It got a pale. The dough turned pale. That's the first sign that it's becoming chametz. Zeo tchilas chimutza. Rav Yehuda havi seer shehitzchali sadik. Kvar shidokim dakim kekani chagodin echad lekan vefer lekan. Rav Yehuda also know. If it just became pale, it's still matzah. If you bake it at that point, it's matzah. But if it already got cracks in it, like what's it called, like the antennas of a locust, of a grasshopper, you know, one this way, one that way, it's full of cracks, then it's called seer. Avichshifu part of Yehuda matzah. If it only turned pale and there's no cracks in the dough, then it's matzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And so according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it just has cracks, it's not full chametz, only chametz nuksha. According to Rabbi Meir, if it has cracks in it already, it's chametz gomer. You have chorus on that. So this is what this brisa says. Seer yisarev da'asar ba'anah. Seer has to be burnt. Da'asar ba'anah, it's chametz gomer. Which seer? Seer, the Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, echsif uponav, yisarev the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that if it became already pale, then you have to burn it. The seer to Rabbi Yehuda, yisarev for Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that seer, if it just turned pale, it's not called seer, it's matzah. But if it had karni chagavim, if it already started to get cracks, then also it has to be burnt. The sefer, the tani v'nosnef lekabo, so if it has to be burnt, it's also ba'anah. So which seer can you give to your dog? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda commonly. But the seer of Rav Meir, in other words, it turned pale, according to Rav Yehuda, you could feed to your dog. And the truth is, min haTorah, you could eat it yourself. Not only give it to your dog. Right? The ha'och will be our boy in us from the Rav Meir. But according to Rav Meir, you get malchus for eating that same thing that Rav Yehuda holds, you could give to your dog. Rav Meir says you get malchus if you eat it. Kolomer l'Rav Meir ha'och will the seer zeh. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'hanah, so big as our boy. Alma shamin le Rav Meir, d'ishle chadami hani tarte de masnisa. At least we see Rav Meir holds one of them. D'ad d'komar nuksha b'ayna b'alav. That you get malchus for eating chomach nuksha, what's it called, if you eat it without mixing it together with other things, you get malchus. D'gom seer de nuksha, seer is nuksha. D'ayna roi l'achila, hor d'hich mit ksas v'lo gomar. It's not sa'or. Si'or is not sa'or. Sa'or is like yeast. It's sour dough that you make other doughs chametz. That's chametz gomer. Sa'or is what's it called, says B'Therish in the Torah, Chayiv Koresh. Sa'or is dough that became real chametz that you make other doughs chametz with. Chametz is the chametz that you eat. Those both are chayiv koresh. Sior is unfinished chametz. Didn't haven't yet become complete chametz. And that's only alav. The komer belav. The koresh came chametz gomer, the taruvos. And now we think that if you hold that chametz nuksha, where it isn't mixed with anything, is over alav, koresh came, you're over alav, and chametz gomer, the taruvos. Not more, but surely not less. The Kesavar of Yehuda, Yidei Taruvos, Chomer Minuksha Ben. Right? If Chomets Nuksha is over a lav, then surely Chomets Gomor, just because it's mixed with other things, isn't less than a lav. The high lav, the Nuksha, Matkele, Mikom, Achmetzes, Losolchelu, Kor, Rebu, Kalkamon. Where do we know this teacher? The Chorat only speaks about real Chomets. But there's a Pasik, Kol, Machmetzes, Losolchelu, the Kol comes to include even chametz nuksha. Okay, so that's Rav Meir. Rav Meir is a beferish Rav Meir of chametz nuksha. You're over a lav, and we say that kol shekain chametz gomer al yedei taruvos. That he doesn't say beferish, but we can infer it from chametz nuksha. If he holds us a lav by chametz nuksha, then there's surely a lav by chametz gomer al yedei taruvos. Where it says, Shamin and Eva Rav Meir Nuksha Be'ein Ebelav. The Chosh came Chometz Dog and Gomorrah Yidei Taruvos. So we see clearly that Rav Meir holds that Chometz Nuksha you're over a lav, and we can infer from that that he would hold the same thing by Chometz Gomorrah Yidei Taruvos. Rav Nachman Omer Rav Elezri. Rav Nachman says, no, the Tan of our Mishnah is Rav Elezri. The Tanya, Al Chometz Dog and Gomorrah on his Kodesh. Right, we have a brisa that says that if you eat chametz gomer, when it's not mixed with anything, you get koresh. Al eruvo b'lav, tibra b'lezer. But if you mix it together with other things, dissolve it with other things, then you're only over a lot. But there's the blesser holds, chametz gomer al yedei taruvel is only a lot. The chachamim romim al chametz dog and gomer on his kores alei ruvo beloklum. The chachamim hold that if the chametz is mixed with other things, min hatorah it's not osur at all. There's no lot. The blesser holds a lot. The chachamim holds not osur at all. The shamin and leil of Elazar, the Amar chametz dog and gomer, they taruvos belad, the choske nuksabene. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Nachman holds just the opposite. Rabbi Elazar holds, once we know that chametz dog and gomer, they taruvos, is alive, choske nuksha is alive. Nuksha, he holds the opposite svar. There's a svar to say that nuksha, since it's not mixed with anything, right, that it's chametz gomer, they taruvos is alive, Koske Nuksha, which is not mixed with anything, is allowed. There's another way to say no. Chametz Nuksha is not complete chametz. So if you know that what's it called, that's over allowed, surely real chametz, even though it's mixed with something, is also allowed. Rav Nachman, my time alone with Rav Yehuda, why did Rav Nachman say like Rav Yehuda that our Mishnah goes like Rav Meir? Amar Lecha, Dilma Ad Kan Lo Komer Rav Meir Hasam Ela Nuksha Beinit. Since Rav Nachman holds that the Svara is that Chametz Nuksha, what's it called, is worse than Chametz Dog and Gomor, Alidei Taruvos, so from the fact that Rav Meir said Nuksha is alive, maybe Alidei Taruvos is not even alive. It's nothing. But Rav Yehuda, my time alone with Rav Nachman, why didn't Rav Yehuda say like Rav Nachman? Omer lecha, ad kan lo komer Rav Elazar hasem ala chametz dog and gomer ayidei taruvos. Aval nuksha bein elo, he has the opposite svara. Since we see Rav Elazar holds chametz dog and gomer ayidei taruvos is alive, we have no raya that nuksha is going to be alive, because nuksha is not as chomer as we have real chametz mixed in. Here you don't have something that ever became real chametz. So maybe it's not even alive. Tanya Kavoshi the Rav Yehuda, we have a brisa like Rav Yehuda. That what's it called? That our Mishnah is Rav Meir. Where's the brisa? Kol machmetzes lo socheilu, barabos kusha chabavli, b'sheicher hamodi, b'chomitzu adomi, b'zeisum hamitzu. Since it says kol machmetzes, it comes to include chametz gomor alidei taruvos. All these things are where you mix chametz in with other things and it dissolves. And that we learn from Kol Machmetzes. Yochol Yehayonish Koresh. I might think that there's Koresh here too. Talmud Lomar, Ki Kol Ochel Chometz V'Nichrasa. If you eat Chometz, right, then you get Koresh. Al Chometz Dog and Gomer on his Koresh. V'Yalei Ruva B'Lav. But from that which we learn, Kol Machmetzes, anything that's mixed with Chometz, that's only allowed. Because in order to be chayav koresh, you have to eat chametz by itself. Mor says, man shamus lei da'omer alei ruva v'lav, Rabbi Lezerin. Right, who's the one who holds that if you mix chametz with what's it called? Right, you mix chametz with other things, that's only a lav, Rabbi Lezer. The ilu nuksha bein a lokoma, and he doesn't say nuksha. He just says chametz gomer ayidei taruvos. He's not marbe nuksha. Shema mino nuksha Rav Elazar lesley, like Rav Yehuda. That's why Rav Yehuda said could be Rav Elazar only holds that chametz gomer ayidei taruvos is osur b'lav, but the svara is that nuksha is less. Maybe it's not osur at all. So you see that what's it called that. There is such a svara that you're only chayiv on those and not on the other ones. And even though our Mishnah has Rabbi Elazar saying that what's it called, tipulei noshim, tachshitei noshim, which is l'chora chametz nuksha. So you have to say, Tosus says the kasha, and Tosus says that you have to say one of them is Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Elazar. We're going now Rabbi Elazar. Could be the Mishnah is either Rabbi Elazar, or we'll bring Uriah from here for Rabbi Elazar. The Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, and this is Rabbi Elazar. It's not the same person. So we have now, by way of Yehuda learns, that our Mishnah has to be Rabbi Meir. Can't be Rabbi Elazar, because he holds Rav Elazar would not hold what the Mishnah holds. The Mishnah holds that chametz nukshe you're over alav, and chametz gomer al yedei taruvos is alav. And Rav Elazar holds only chametz al yedei taruvos, but nukshe is less, you know, lav either. Where it says Rav Elazar aruva b'lav minole, where does he know, Rav Elazar, that taruvos chametz is also b'lav? Yachsiv kol machmetzos lo sochem. Where it says yachik karish mami l'chayim. Since we're marbe from the kol, that it's included in chametz, so it should be included in the koris too. Kol machmetzes comes to tell me that anything, what's it called, even if it's not real chametz, but it's chametz mixed in with other things, but there's some chametz there, is the same thing as machmetzes. So why don't we learn that it's chayv koris? The haksi ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichlisa. On machmetzes, machmetzes is what's it called. And we'll see in one second, it's chametz that can make other things chametz. The Gemara says, "Ahumi boylecha v'tanya, machmetzes ain liyalishin is chametz ne'ela. Chametz machmetzes is chametz that became chametz because you left the dough rise. So that's called machmetzes. Kol machmetzes says even if you mix that with something else. Okay. So, machmetzes is chametz that became chametz by itself. You let the dough rise. Machmes dovaracher minayin. How do you know that if you didn't let the dough rise, but you put yeast in it, and it became chametz? How do you know that's also asr? Talmud Lomar, kol machmetzes, v'nichlisa. Any machmetzes, whether it became chametz by itself, or it became chametz because you induced it to become chametz. Gemara says, so therefore you need the kol machmetzes to tell me the two kinds of chametz. Not to tell me that if you mixed it with other things, you're also over a lot. Gemara says, yachi delav nami, yachi dosa, that maybe the kol, right, tells me that it came for the same thing. Right? It's not coming to tell me that there's a lot if you mix it with other things. It's coming to tell me that you need two different kinds of chametz. Rashi, Rabbi Elazar, Tanya Kavaisi. The Ali Ruva Belav, Mikol Machmetzes Kedlakamon. My time alone with Rabbi Yehuda, the Moki Masnishin Krav Meir, Rabbi Nachman Svorle, Nuksha Beine, Chomer, Mechomets Gomer, Ayadit Harubas. The Machlokish Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman, which is worse? Chametz nuksha or chametz ayidei taruvos? Tanya kavashi the Rav Yehuda, the Omer chametz gomer v'taruvos chomer. Leinim koris, one second. The Braisa that goes like Rav Yehuda, who says that if you know that chametz gomer ayidei taruvos is over belav, you don't know that nuksha. And nuksha could be mutter. Leinim koris lokshiv, kol machmetzes, elakrit kol ochel chametz. Right? But gabi koris, it doesn't say machmetzes. It says whoever eats chametz, which is chametz gomer. The common before us, I'm going to explain how we learn this out. Kutuch v'sheichar v'chometz v'zeisum, kulam chametz gomer murvahin. All these things are chametz gomer, adidei taruvos. Kutuch ikapas, you put breadcrumbs in kutuch. V'hanach tauta ikasari, the other three you put barley. V'kulu b'nei achilu shtinim, and they're all edible. They're food. Aber zoman va milan the kolan the nuksha hu beine, but zoman and amilan and kolan they're chametz nuksha, and they're not mixed with anything else. They're mamish like a paste. They're like dough. Hoi v'lav b'nei achilin enu lo taninu. Those are not 100% edible. V'hainu k'rav Yehuda the omer moda hoi v'lezo b'nuksha beine the potter, right? And only mentions in this brisa the ones that are chametz ayidei taruvos. Doesn't mention like our Mishnah the chametz nuksha. So that would be Reb Elazar, who says that chametz ayidei taruvos is aser, the lav, but not nuksha. Nuksha is mutter.
Maybe it's kosher.
What?
Maybe it's
no.
Kosher.
Yes, Tosha says that it would still have to let me know to tell me that chiddush, right? It's not so poshut, since it's a svara both ways, you would have to mention it. Doesn't mention it, means not also. Right. Yeah, it's such a discussion. Okay. Okay, so Mara says like this. So it comes out, this price, since it doesn't mention Chometz Nuksha, and should have mentioned it, because it's not so plush at the Chiddush, therefore, he holds it, Chometz Nuksha is not awesome. So you see, Rabbi Lezer can't be our Mishnah. Our Mishnah mentioned both Chometz Nuksha and Ayyadei Tarubos, and this price only mentions Chometz Ayyadei Tarubos, so obviously Rabbi Lezer is not the Tan of our Mishnah. That's like Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lezer, Eruva Balad Menolei, Pshita Medavke Balash Machmetzes, the Gabi Koris Nami Machmetzes Kli. Right? They, what's it called? Where does Rabbi Lezer know that if you mix chametz with other things, there's only a lot? From the word machmetzes, is chametz gomer. Because it says kol machmetzes, right? It says chayv koris. Right? Ahu min machmetzes the Gabi Koris. When it says machmetzes by koris, lav le'ruvo asa. That's not talking about chametz that's mixed with other things. That's talking about chametz that became chametz by inducing it with something else, like yeast. Yehachi haide gabi lav nomi eimo lazure anishchametz machmetz dover acher asa. Lazure di taruvos menolei, maybe enechinami. You need the pasuk of kol machmetzes lo sochelu to tell me this chiddush, that it's talking about chametz that became chametz for something else, not by itself. Hashanami gabi koris hoksid ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrusa. Right? So l'chaur ha-monefshach. Machmetzes is chametz gomor. So how do you know that kol machmetzes is not there to tell me, even if it became chametz for something else? So Mara says, El time of the revelation we call, not from the word machmetzes. First we thought that it's from the word machmetzes. Call machmetzes lo sochelu, even things that are mixed together. Moshe says, you can't say that, because we have another machmetzes that's chayiv koris. Moshe says, no, that's not machmetzes that's mixed together with other things. That's something that the chametz was, the dough was mixed together with something else to make it chametz. Or it became a chametz gomer itself, some mixed with other things. So Moshe says, that's the case. Then maybe the first machmetzes also is the same thing. Talking about dough that was mixed with yeast and became a chametz. The word machmetzes isn't to tell me that it's mixed with other things. It's the kol machmetzes. Any machmetzes that you mix with anything else is only allowed. Mar says, hasam nami hoksiv kol, right? Over there, where's the case of there? It says, Kol ha'ochel machmetzes. Kol ha'ochel. It says a kol over there too. And there it says koris. Oh, ha'umi boile the rabbos anoshim. There the kol is not going on the chametz. It's going on the people reading it. Kol ha'ochel. Not ha'ochel kol machmetzes. But kol ha'ochel machmetzes. Here it says kol machmetzes. Here the kol is going on the chametz. The chametz mixed with anything else is only allowed. There it says, ki kol ha'ochel machmetzes is the nechrasa. Anyone who eats machmetzes by itself is chayiv koris. The rabbis, so what's the kol over there, Marga? The rabbis are noshim. Women are also chayiv if they eat chametz. They're chayiv koris. Versus noshim in Rabbi Yehuda Marav Navga. Noshim, you don't need a pasuk kol to be marga noshim. That you can learn from what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. The name of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, the chayiv tonet vei Rabbi Shmuel, Omar Kroa, Isha, Isha, Tiyasa, Mikol, Chatosa, Adam, Hishva, Akosa, Vishva, Isha, the Chol Oshin, Shabbatorah. The Chorah, we have a special pasuk that tells me that Isha, Isha, that any onish that the Torah gives to a man, it gives the same onish to a woman. Men and women are not different for Gabi Oshin. So here, why do I need a pasuk to call Ha'ochel Machmetzes? V'nichrasa, that you get courage, even if you're a woman, I don't need a call to tell me that, because women are chayiv koris, and everything that men are chayiv koris. You know that from this pasuk, isha isha ki yasa mikol chatosa ava. So why do I need a call to be mar benashi? Rashi, And therefore, since it's not, you don't need it to be Marvin Nashim, maybe you need it to tell me that even if it's the Taruvos, you're Chayav Koris. Also, Nomi Gabi Koris, Akshiv Kol Ochel Machmetzes the Nefrisa, Lachol Onshin, Mikan Shanoshim Chayavos, Al Kol Lo Sas the Bishabat Torah. Here we learn that there's no difference between men and women by a lot. The difference is only by essay. Certain mitzvah the women are parted from. But all mitzvahs lo say a woman is chayav. Sorry, onshin malchus, they're all malchus. There are exceptions. It's a rule. There are exceptions like shaving, cutting your taste. But there, it's because women bechlal aren't shayav to those things. Now we learn how to limud it. But that's the exception to the rule. The rule is that a woman is chayav in every lav that a man is. So, what do you need the call over there to be marben nashim? I know it anyway. Okay.